Welcome to the Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Right then, writer's seat time once again on the Midweek Peak, where we spend a couple of minutes every Wednesday listening to the words of other worlds as written by an awesome author from anywhere on this gorgeous planet. This week, it's yet another writer's seat alumni whose second novel in his Blue File series is out now, following on from the events of the first book, Blue Upstate, and this one delves even further into the murky underworld of crime families, dead bodies, and dark and dangerous city streets. Enough from me, though. Here, reading an extract from this sequel is our awesome author John Paynes with Blue 2.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
100 guns were trained on the main dining room of the Court of Two Sisters in New Orleans. 100 cop guns. It was just before 9 p.m. Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Floodlights lit up the restaurant, the courtyard. People from all over the quarter saw a rectangular beacon shooting into the night sky. Hal Shipley was at the bar downing his third scotch. The bottle was sitting in front of him, half-finished. Lagavulin, 16-year-old, was going down too smooth. Jesse Holzfer, as old as the scotch, was sitting next to him, drunk, looking at a half-full martini, waiting for it to unlock the secrets of the universe. He waited and waited. Finally, Jesse put the glass to his lips, tilted his head back, finished the drink, and slid off the bar stool onto the floor. Hal choked from laughter and looked down at the boy. He was out cold. Hal smiled, looked around the room, and sighed. A half dozen police officers were on their knees, hands cuffed behind their backs. Kitchen staff were still in the kitchen. The wait staff, bartenders, and hostess had already left for the evening. A lone black trumpeter sat at a table playing something old, something soothing, even under the circumstances. Among the police officers were Gary Clark and Ron L. Ronnie Roberts. Colleagues for almost a decade, now kneeling next to each other in a hostage situation that had city officials biting their fingernails bloody. Curtis Farrell, black, big belly, mid-40s, and lost these last few years, had been watching the scene unfold like a hawk. He'd been coming to the Two Sisters since he could crawl. His uncle worked in the kitchen. Still did. He was back there somewhere. Curtis, shotgun in hand, watched the people, watched the cops, watched Jesse fall off the stool. Smiled along with Hal and shook his head. Jesse was a trip. Curtis looked at his watch, nodded slightly, and walked over to John Moore, who was by the courtyard window, watching the cops, the fanfare, the helicopter circling. "It's about that time," Curtis said. John nodded. Curtis looked at the M249 light machine gun that John had behind his neck and over both shoulders, arms looped around it. The man looked relaxed, all things considered. John flashed two middle fingers to the 100 or so cops, dropped one shoulder, got a grip on the machine gun, lifted it over his head, and hefted it into a resting position. He let the ammo belt fall to the floor, made a noise, like a slinky but heavier. The sound made people jump. Good. John turned to the group of cop hostages, cocked it, pointed in their general direction. "Okay," he said and smiled. "Let's get this party started."
So, once again, that was an extract from John Paynes' second novel in his Blue File series called Blue 2, which is out now, along with the first book in the series, Blue Upstate, through Amazon in both Kindle and paperback form. And, of course, we'll share all this information about this awesome author, John, and his writing for you on our socials, so you can get a closer look at, and you will be able to listen again to that excerpt from Blue 2 and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to right now through all good podcast providers. And if you are a writer and you're looking to give your work a bit of a promotional boost, then remember to use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or just find those hashtags Midweek Peak, hashtag Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details. And we will make sure that we do for you exactly what we did for the awesome John Paynes there, and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just drop us a line, writerseatmwp@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy writer's seat this time next week on the Midweek Peak.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.